Chapter 1. Laying Plans. Sun Tzu said, "The art of war is of vital importance to the state. It is a matter of life and death, a road either to safety or to ruin. Hence it is a subject of study, which must not be neglected. The art of war, then, is governed by 5 constant factors, which must be considered before entering into a conflict. These are the moral law, heaven, earth, the commander, and method and discipline. The moral law causes the people to be in complete accord with their ruler, so that they will follow him regardless of their lives, undismayed by any danger. Heaven signifies night and day, cold and heat, times and seasons. Earth comprises distances, great and small. Danger and security, open ground and narrow passes, the chances of life and death. The commander stands for the virtues of wisdom, sincerity, benevolence, courage, and strictness. Method and discipline is to be understood the marshalling of the army in its proper subdivisions, the graduations of rank among the officers, the maintenance of roads by which supplies may reach the army, and the control of military expenditure. These 5 criteria should be familiar to every general. He who knows them will be victorious. He who knows them not will fail. Therefore, in your deliberations, when seeking to predict the outcome of a military conflict, let these 7 questions be the basis of your consideration. Which of the 2 sovereigns is imbued with morality? Which of the 2 generals has most ability? With whom lie the advantages derived from heaven and earth? On which side is discipline most rigorously enforced?"
There is a remarkable story of Cao Cao, 155 to 220 A.D., who was such a strict disciplinarian that once, in accordance with his own severe regulations against injury to standing crops, he condemned himself to death for having allowed his horse to shy into a field of corn. However, in lieu of losing his head, he was persuaded to satisfy his sense of justice by cutting off his hair. Cao was quoted, "When you lay down a law, see that it is not disobeyed. If it is disobeyed, the offender must be put to death."